When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Every time I look down on my timeless town, whether blue or gray be her skies, whether loud be her cheers, or whether soft be her tears, more and more do I realize. I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the winter. When it drizzles, I love Paris in the summer. When it sizzles, I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh, why do I love Paris? Because my love is near.
I love Paris because the music that it inspires on the Broadway stage is so evocative and beautiful, and I'm thrilled to share it with you. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and since it's April, I thought we might spend an hour with the April in Paris, or at least its musical avatar through the Broadway stage and the wonderful composers who were inspired by the City of Light to create such marvelous music, so evocative and charming, charmant, as they would say. That, of course, was Marie Chevalier, your ultimate Parisian singer, chanteuse, from the score to Can-Can, written, of course, by Cole Porter, who was also entranced by Paris and lived there for quite a while. So, today on Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 Peconic Public Broadcasting, we are going to take a little transatlantic tour through the various, what would you say, accordions and other violins and the other music that wafts us through this amazing city. The stage has always been inspired by Paris. There's something about it that's so theatrical and colorful and charming and vibrant. And one of the big hits in 1907, yes, all the way back to 1907 in New York, was The Merry Widow, that great show that actually took over the world from 1904 on, with a score by Franz Lehár. And here is a song from it about Maxime's, that great sort of casino restaurant. And I'm going to play it for you. It's not from the original production. It's from a studio recording from the late 60s. So you're going to hear Count Danilo sing his song. And afterwards, I'm going to tell you who sings that role. You'll be shocked when you learn. But first, let's go to Maxime's.
My very heavy fatherland, whenever will you understand? I'll sweat for you with all my might, but rather more by day than night. I'm sitting at my desk by one, among the urgent files galore, a little furtive drinking done. I'm back at home for drinks at four. At private interviews I'm posed, the weary statesman in his chair, but keep my mouth severely closed with diplomatic savoir-faire. I play my part without a doubt, though the results are somewhat thin. I use my in-tray as an out, and vice versa, out and in. The strain of it is great indeed, until the day I see the light. No wonder that I sorely need a little change of scene at night. I'm off to Champs-Maxime to join the whirling stream for one brief hour entrancing, the moments fly romancing. Lo, lo, do, do, jou, jou, clo, clo, Margot, through, through. But when it comes to dancing, goodbye, my fatherland. At Maxime's once again, I swim in pink champagne. When people ask what bliss is, I simply answer, this is lo, lo, do, do, shoo, shoo, clo, clo, Margot, through, through. But when it comes to kisses, goodbye, my fatherland.
Any guesses to who that was? Well, you probably won't guess. That was Jeremy Brett. I mean, we all know and love Jeremy Brett as that wonderful impersonator of Sherlock Holmes on the BBC in the 1990s. But he had a wonderful singing voice and a lot of charm. Speaking of charm, let's segue over to Cole Porter. Cole Porter not only wrote more songs about Paris as an expatriate American, but he lived there throughout the 1920s in a wonderful, highly beautifully decorated flat supported by his millions that he shared with his wife, Linda. His first big, big hit in New York was actually called Paris in 1928. That's where Let's Do It comes from. But we'll skip ahead a few years to a show called 50 Million Frenchmen. And here's Bobby Short to sing a slightly more melancholy view of that great city, Paris.
You come to Paris, you come to play, you have a wonderful time, you go away, and from then on you talk of Paris knowingly. You may know Paris, you don't know Paris. Been around a lot and danced a lot and laughed a lot. You don't know Paris. You may say you've seen a lot and heard a lot and learned a lot. You don't know Paris. After every one of us disappears, but never once forget her laughter is the laughter that hides the tears. And until you've lived a lot and loved a lot and lost a lot, you don't know Paris. You don't know Paris. after every one of us disappears. But never once forget her laughter is the laughter that hides the tears. And until you've lived a lot and loved a lot and lost a lot, you don't know Paris. You don't know Paris.
Bobby Short singing a not terribly well-known, but I think very beautiful, Cole Porter song. Well, it's April, so we're going to spend a week or an hour of April in Paris, as I'm sure we'd all like to do. Wouldn't we all like to go to Paris? Well, if you did go to Paris, perhaps you'd go see in the 20s and 30s the Folies Bergères. And when it was time for Stephen Sondheim to do his own Follies in 1971, he doffed his beret, such as it is, to the Folies Bergères and wrote a song, a pastiche song called À Paris. Now, if you know the original Follies cast recording, you may know that that song is slightly truncated on that version. Here is Liliane Montevecchi to sing it from the Paper Mill Playhouse 1998 recording. She's a little hard to understand, folks, but listen up. I think you'll enjoy her rendition of one of Sondheim's great pastiche songs, this tribute to À Paris.
As neon, Berlin has bombs, but à Paris, Shanghai has silk and Madrid guitars. But à Paris, in Cairo you find bizarre bazaars, in London beep beep you sip tea. But when it comes to love, none of the above compares to Paris. So if it's making love that you're thinking of, Paris. I have seen the ruins of Rome, I've been in the igloos of Nome, I have gone to Moscow, it's very gay. Well, anyway, on the 1st of May, I have seen Rangoon and Seoul, and I like them more and so, but when there's a moon, goodbye Rangoon, hello Montmartre. Peking's as rich shows New Orleans jazz, but sunshine, that's all it has. But Paris, Constantinople has Turkish baths, and Athens that lovely debris. Kazan may have a spa, but Falala, you come with me. Carlsbad is where you cured after you have toured.
And that, of course, segues into Broadway, baby. Carlsbad is where you're cured after you have toured Paris. Great, great, great lyric. Sometimes hard to hear, but there you have it. Many American songwriters were inspired by Paris. Probably no one was more touched by the predicament of Paris in the late 1930s than Oscar Hammerstein. Oscar Hammerstein had lived there off and on in the teens and 20s, and when the Nazis marched into Paris, he was moved to write one of the great songs of all time. It's a standalone song. It wasn't written for a show, although it was eventually interpolated into a 1942 movie called Lady Be Good, where it won the Oscar. as it were. Oscar's Oscar. Incredible music by Jerome Kern. The story goes that it was in competition with another song by Kern and Johnny Mercer called I'm Old Fashioned. And when Oscar Hammerstein found out that he had won the Oscar for The Last Time I Saw Paris, he sent a telegram to Johnny Mercer saying, "You were robbed." Well, listeners of great American show music were not robbed, because this piece by Kern and Hammerstein is really a marvel. And here to sing it in one of his rare recordings of a song he did not write is Noel Coward, who I think is as someone who lived through the Blitz in World War II and supported the British troops, lends a particular poignancy to this rendition of The Last Time I Saw Paris.
Paris, romantic and charming, left all her old companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the Seine. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxicabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was young and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way. I think of happy hours and people who share them, old women selling flowers in markets at dawn, children who applauded Punch and Judy in the park, and those who danced at night and kept their Paris bright till the town went dark. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxicabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was young and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her, Paris.
Very touching still, some 70 years later. As I said earlier, Cole Porter was the great master of songs about Paris, and that continued to almost until I guess his last Broadway musical, which was Silk Stockings in 1955, which was his version of the film Ninotchka. So here is Don Ameche as an American agent, not a secret agent, but a theatrical agent, singing about the miracles of Paris from the musical Silk Stockings.
Gaze on those glistening lights below and above. Oh, what a night of nights for people in love. No city but this, my friend, no city I know, gives romance such a chance to grow and grow.
Later this evening, I will take a walk and observe the lights.
If you go by yourself, you won't see them.
Paris loves lovers, for lovers, it's heaven above. Paris tells lovers, love is supreme, wake up your dream and make love. Only in Paris one discovers the urge to merge with the splurge of the spring. Paris loves lovers, for lovers know that love is everything.
Things I want to see in Paris can be seen better in daylight. The municipal works, the Renault automobile factory, the sewerage system. They would be very interesting.
Do you look at things only from the point of view of interest? Never from pleasure?
Pleasure. Paris. How was it you said? The urge to merge with the splurge.
That's right. No city but this, my friend. No city I know gives romance such a chance to grow and grow. Paris,
capitalistic,
loves lovers,
characteristic,
for lovers,
sensualistic,
it's heaven above,
they should be atheistic.
Paris,
imperialistic,
tells lovers,
I'm pessimistic,
love is supreme, wake up your dream and make love.
That's anti-communistic.
Only in Paris,
militaristic,
one discovers,
you're optimistic,
the urge to merge with the splurge of the spring.
Bourgeois propaganda.
Paris,
unrealistic,
loves lovers, for lovers know that love
is individualistic,
is
and not at all collectivistic,
everything,
but a low totalitarianistic thing.
When love comes in and takes you for a spin, ooh la la la, c'est magnifique. When every night your loved one holds you tight, ooh la la la, c'est magnifique. But when one day your loved one drifts away, ooh la la la, it is so tragique. But when once more she whispers, je t'adore, c'est magnifique. Ooh la la la, oh, c'est magnifique. Ooh la la la, oh, c'est magnifique. But when one day your loved one drifts away, ooh la la la, it is so tragique. But when once more she whispers, je t'adore, c'est magnifique, c'est magnifique, c'est magnifique, ooh la 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 la.
Ooh la 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 la, that is, of course, Maurice Chevalier, singing C'est Magnifique from Cole Porter's Can Can. I could not resist putting a little more Maurice Chevalier in, back into the show. All right, okay, all right, I'm not Maurice Chevalier, but as Chico Marx once said, that's okay, you're not Maurice Chevalier either. Okay, trivia question. A show, a musical show that began in Paris, was directed by a major director from the Royal Shakespeare Company, went to England, to London, where it was a hit, and then came to America where it was a bigger hit. What is it? You might say Les Miserables, and you'd be right, but it had a predecessor, a wonderful kind of outlier, one-of-a-kind show called Irma la Douce, which began in France. It had music by Marguerite Monod, who wrote most of Edith Piaf's great songs. It was directed by Peter Brook, went to London and came to New York with its original cast, Elizabeth Seale and Keith Michelle. So we're going to hear two songs from Irma la Douce, a great, great underappreciated score. First from the original Parisian production, sung by Colette Renard, and then from the London cast album, the I guess the one hit song from the show, Our Language of Love.
Paris la nuit pour moi, c'est Paris boniment, la romance au néon qui se maquille et qui ment, chagrin sec ou aux larmes, qu'est-ce que vous préférez? Y'a que du chagrin à boire et à pleurer. Oui, la nuit à Paris, tous les cafards sont gris, et ça fait comme un coup. Du mal par où ça passe. Viens bébé, viens chéri, j'ai de l'amour dans tes prix. Tu verras gros jaloux, faut que ça pleure ou ça casse. J'ai beau me la raconter, j'y crois pas, j'y crois plus. J'ai le cafard et c'est tout, et y a pas de lenturlu, y a pas de chanson qui tienne. J'ai beau me la raconter, l'espoir, moins qu'il y en a, plus que c'est lourd à porter. Est-ce qu'il reviendra jamais, mon petit homme qui m'aimait? Vous vous en foutez tous, qui remaladou en crève. Ben pour moi, vous savez, vous pouvez tous crever. Comme ça, j'aurai mes soirs pour le revoir en rêve. Tout de même à supposer, tout d'un coup qui reviendrait, ce serait comme qui dirait, ce serait le 14 juillet. Quelle fête, quelle nuit, quel boum, quel ciel et quel java, j'en ai les genoux qui tremblent, comme si qu'il était là. Tout mon martre avec moi ferait flamber sa joie, en vert, en rouge, en bleu, comme un grand feu bengale. Je crois plus que le bon Dieu pour sûr règne enfin sur Pigalle.
I know what I feel when you're near. I feel it each time you appear. No point in declaiming an ode when we have our own special code. No need to speak, no need to sing, when just a glance means everything. Not a word need be spoken in our language of love. I'll touch your cheek, you'll hold my hand, and only we will understand that the silence is broken by our language of love. It's clear to you, it's clear to me, this precious moment had to be. Other moments are passing, guardian angels are passing. No words will do,
no lips can say, the tender meaning we convey. I love you is unspoken in our language of love.
What's that, Pipe?
The Arc de Triomphe.
And that?
Saint Augustine.
And that?
Pantheon. And I am Philippe.
Oh, really? And what's that church down there?
La Madeleine.
Ah, dis donc, Pipe, you do know everything. I know La Madeleine, too. I used to walk up and down the Rue Royale. Oh, looking at shops. And do you know what happened once?
I can't imagine.
I saw a wedding. Everyone was in evening dress, though it couldn't have been more than midday. A wedding dress is almost the prettiest thing I know.
I suppose so.
Must get dirty awfully quickly.
Depends how often you wear it.
Oh, dear, the steaks.
I bet they're very well done.
Ah, dis donc, Pipe. You...
No need to speak.
No need to speak.
No need to sing.
No need to sing.
When just a glance means everything. Not a word need be spoken in our language of love.
I'll touch your cheek.
I'll touch your cheek.
I'll hold your hand.
I'll hold your hand.
And only we will understand that the silence is broken by our language of love. It's clear to you, it's clear to me, this precious moment had to be. Other moments outclassing.
Guardian angels are passing.
No words will do.
No words will do.
No lips can say.
No lips can say.
The tender meaning,
the tender meaning
we convey. I love you is unspoken in our language. Of love.
L'amour, toujours l'amour. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're taking Main Street all the way to the Champs-Élysées. We're taking it to Paris because it's April. Don't we all want to spend April in Paris? Paris has always been such a bright signal theatrical city for writers of the American musical theater. There's something about setting a show in Paris, you know, automatically is going to ramp up the temperature, or at least the sexual quotient of the show. And perhaps no musical exploited that better than one of my favorite little kind of outlier shows as well, called O Captain, which starred Tony Randall as a British sea captain who spent his weekends in Paris, where he turned into a rather roué, libertine, highly sexually energized fellow. So here is Tony Randall, and then we're going to hear Susan Johnson sing another lovely song from the, I think, terrific score to O Captain.
Life does a man a favor when it puts him in Paris. France is so ideal. It's everything they've said. No matter how you feel, you're better off in bed. I make each day such a très-gay excursion. This extroversion is good for me. And the greatest favor life could ever give is to let me live a life I want to live. Hey, madame. I say, madame. Here I'm standing with a big bouquet, madame. Shall I give it to Marie? Or tonight I might invite Kiki. Hey, madame. I say, madame. There's a pretty girl in each cafe, madame. Have you ever seen Yvonne? She's a French bonbon in pink chiffon. People in love live in Paris. So I'm out to get, about to get a girl. A man with no love life in Paris is like a carousel that has nowhere to whirl. Oh, madame, oh no, madame, what if they've gone off with someone else, madame? How can I enjoy the city if I wander on my own? Say you're mighty pretty and you seem to be alone. You say tonight you're free. Well, how about you and me taking in Gay Paris, madame?
The morning music of Montmartre creates a certain feeling. And Sunday morning in Montmartre is when it's most appealing. The concierge with sleepy eyes starts her daily chore. The florist gets her day supplies and opens up her store. The church bells play a rondelay, the city rhythms start, and every note's a sweet sound, small side street sound. This is the morning music of Montmartre.
Trillo took each brick and tree and let his brush reveal it. In every note of Debussy, you just can't help but feel it. Colette has made it live in print, this we all applaud. Réalité has made a mint, exporting it abroad. The Russian pen Parisian made us a living art. Each violin or bass note is a grace note. This is the morning music of Montmartre.
The morning magic of Montmartre can make my day a fine one. There's just no place that's like Montmartre, no genius could design one. I feel as peaceful as a child in the morning hush. The color scheme so warm and wild would make a rainbow blush. I start my day in this cafe with music in my heart. And as I go my way now, I can say now, I've heard the morning music, magic music. I love the morning music of Montmartre.
The inimitable Susan Johnson singing about that wonderful colony of artists in Paris, Montmartre, which is our subject today, the city of Paris. So, trivia question. Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg collaborated on a movie musical starring Judy Garland pitched to young people, and that would be, well, if you said The Wizard of Oz, that was the obvious answer and a correct one, but they also did an animated movie in the mid-60s called Gay Paris, get it, P-U-R-R-E-E, about cats in Paris. I guess not. It's the first musical about cats. Go figure. Anyway, here's a lovely song, very unknown, sung by Judy Garland from the Arlen Harburg score to Gay Paris.
Glamour's gone, the shades are down, and Paris is only a lonely town. Lonely. When love's a laugh and you're the clown, then Paris is only another town. Dreary. For the loveless clown, this town's a weary merry-go-round, and round, and round. The chestnut, the willow, the colors of Utrillo turn to gray-gray hues. The band plays Bizet along the Champs-Élysées. Sounds like way-down blues. Paris is a lonely, dreary, glamorous bridge is a bridge of sighs. River, river, won't you be my lover? Don't turn me down.
Perhaps the ultimate Paris musical is Lerner and Lohjiji, which began as a film in 1959 and came to the stage for the first time in 1974. And they amped it up. They added about, I don't know, five or six songs. One of the best, I think, is a song called Paris is Paris Again, sung by the tremendous, legendary Alfred Drake as Gaston's uncle, Honoré Lachaille. So here is Alfred Drake.
In the sky from the street comes the cry of the rooster in search of the hen. And Paris is Paris again. Stars on their beat looking down on the sweet intertwining of women and men. And Paris is Paris again. Lovers in closets and shoes in the drawer. Screams on the Rue Madeleine. Swords in the park, a shot in the dark. And Paris is thrillingly, killingly Paris again. Moon burning bright and like bats in the night come the well-feathered demi-mondaine. And Paris is Paris again. Ladies you know, arm in arm with their low-class anovas, meander the Seine. And Paris is Paris again. Meetings at 9, but tomorrow will be meetings with lawyers at 10.
handfuls of hair, a tooth on the chair, and Paris is spicily, vicily Paris again. The cuckold is heard in the land, hailing la vie parisienne. Joy and remorse, delight and divorce, and Paris is godly, bodily, physically, aphrodisically Paris again.
Well done, Mr. Drake. Hi, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're celebrating April in Paris. Now, that's the way we know it. Now, Charles Aznavour thought that maybe Paris was a little more interesting in May, next month. So here is Sammy Davis to give us a glimpse of what Paris is like in May.
Paris is at her best in May, when spring and youth possess her, and gentle winds caress her, and happy lovers slowly stray by little bookshops on the quay. Paris is loveliest in May. Having her portrait painted, smiling to get acquainted, a million blossoms on display. I love to walk her wide streets, then to explore her side streets, crazy and unidentified streets that please the eye streets. I fall in love with her each May, seeing the Seine by noonlight or under moonlight's silver gray. Paris is at her best in May.
Ah, but of course, mais oui, je vous aime beaucoup. Do I love Paris? But of course I do.
I fall in love with her each May. No matter what they've told you or what the other songs may say, why Paris is at the best deal. She's surely at the best deal.
But of course, why fool around? She's the best.
Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one
charm of spring. Never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing. Never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart? I'll remember. December, but as far as I know, April in Paris, April in Paris, April in Paris. One more time. I feel in my heart. April in Paris, April in Paris, April in Paris.
One more time. No, I'm only kidding. Well, that was a song you've probably all been waiting for, April in Paris, sung by Sammy Davis, backed up more than admirably by the Count Basie Orchestra. Now, April in Paris, I didn't even realize this actually is from a show as well. It's a Vernon Duke, Yip Harburg song from a show called Walk a Little Faster. So even that's a great show tune inspired by the wonderful city of Paris. Well, Paris is many things. It's girls at the Folies Bergère. It's cafes. It's an afternoon spent with your lover in a small room somewhere. It's the Seine. And for one songwriter, it was also the island of La Grande Jatte, a little island in the middle of the Seine where people came in the 19th century and actually the 20th century to spend a Sunday afternoon promenading, learning a little about themselves and enjoying that beautiful city of light. A color and light city of Paris. And of course, I'm referring to Sunday in the Park with George, written by Stephen Sondheim. And here to me is the most moving glimpse of that wonderful city of Paris. I'm sorry we can't all travel there together in April, but we'll do so in spirit. Here is the finale to Sunday in the Park with George.
Order! Design! Tension! Balance! Harmony.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.